Please join me in welcoming onto the air Annie LeRae, aged 11. She entered the Year 6 category. Annie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Annie. Now, how did you get the inspiration for your poem?
Well, my granddad stayed here in the war with his brothers and sisters, and he just told us everything that happened, and I just had the idea from that.
What did he tell you that particularly stuck in your mind?
Well, that everything was, like, dark and you couldn't go out, and everything was just scary, to be honest.
Can you imagine yourself in that situation?
Not really.
I mean, we're here in lockdown, but can you imagine the thought of an enemy force coming over? You didn't know what they were going to be like, what they were going to do. I think it must have been terrifying, don't you?
Yeah, especially when they're carrying their guns everywhere.
And why do you think it's important for people of your age to listen to members of the older generation, to listen to liberation stories? Why is that crucially important, do you think?
Well, I think it's just sort of inspirational for what they had to go through.
What's your poem called?
My poem's called Kill.
And it's going to be read now by the poem's author, poet or poetess. Annie, take it away.
The boat was rocking, my feet unstable, my leather boots too big. All I wanted was my mother. I had no choice. We all had to go. Smoke hung on the bomb-ridden docks. The stench of smoke was unbearable. We marched down the road, fear etched on all's faces. Children crying and the dead littered the roads. I wasn't to know what we had done, what misery and pain we had caused. The gunpowder stung my nose. They rebelled. Our signs turned. V for victory everywhere. Officers screamed and shouted. My job was to kill who was caught. I did not want to. My heart would shatter as the trigger I pulled. We took what wasn't ours. We stole and rationed those around. We lived in such splendour while others struggled on the cold ground. 5 years later, my freedom was found. We piled our guns, a black pile of death and pain. We were imprisoned in England before I returned home, fearing the worst, dreading what I would find when I returned home.